Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
This is part two of the shiur on Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara brings the memra of Rabbi Yosef, that mitzvah bo yosef mi bishluchai, and the Gemara says, according to the first Lashon, Rabbi Yosef said it about the Makadesh, mitzvah bo yosef mi bishluchai. According to the second Lashon, he said it about the Miskadeshes, mitzvah bo yosef mi bishlucha. But when it comes to the Makadesh, it's not just that it's a mitzvah bo more than his shliach, but Rav Asu la'adam sheyikadesh es ha'isha ad sheyirena. The statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that there's an isser for a person to be Mekadesh Ayidei Shliach if he has not yet seen the Isha, because Shema Yiraba Davar Maguna Vitiskana Alav, and he'll be Oiver V'ahavta L'Reach HaKamaicha. Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Asu La'Adam asks that if it's Taka an isser to be Mekadesh Ayidei Shliach, because Asu La'Adam Sheyikadesh Es Ha'isha Ad Sheyirena, so what's pshat in the lashon of the Mishnah ha'ish mekadesh boy uvishluchai, which means lechatchila? So Tosfos says you have to say that the Mishnah is just saying that it could be a good kedushin lashmiin and din kedushin, that the kedushin could be chal even al yedei shliach. But ein echanami, a person should not do it lechatchila, because asa la'adam sheyikadesh es ha'isha ad sheyirena. The Maribei Rav in his chidushim over here suggests that Rashi has a different answer to the kasha. And that's because when Rashi discusses the iser, lekadesh es ha'isha ad sheyirena, Rashi says, im yochel lekadesh ba'atzmoy v'kidesh ayidei shliach. If it's possible to be mekadesh ayidei atzmoy, and you're mekadesh ayidei shliach, then you're doing the wrong thing. And that is the lashon of the tour in Simen Lamed Hay as well, that if it's efshir for a person to be mekadesh an isha ba'atzmoy, then he shouldn't be mekadesher ayidei shliach if he has not seen her yet. Says the Maribei Rav, Rashi is explaining that this iser is not an iser muchlat, that it's always also to be mekadesh as a isha ad sheyirena. It's im yochel lekadesh ba'atzmoy, if he could do it. But if he can't do it, if he can't go to see her, so then he could be mekadesh her even without seeing her. Rashi's lashon is that it's not clearly an iser, that it's prohibited to be mekadesh her. The mitzvah sheyirena, Rashi says, it's a mitzvah that he should see her. Says the Maribei Rav, Rashi is answering Tosfos' kasha with this. That when the Mishnah says, ha'ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchai, that's talking about a case where he can't go and see her. For whatever reason, he can't go to that city, and he wants to be mekadesh her right away before something is ma'akev the kedushin. So therefore, he's allowed to be mekadesh her even without seeing her. The Gemara just says that it's an iser of lekadesh isha ad sheyirena. If it's possible for him to see her, then it's also for him to do it in a different way, to do it without seeing her. But the lashon of the Mishnah, ha'ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchai lechatchila, you don't have to say like Tosfos that it just means that the kedushin is chal, but it's in a bidyeved way. No, it could be that there are scenarios that he could even go that way lechatchila. If you learn like Rashi and the Torah that it's not an iser gamur, and therefore it's just a mitzvah sheyirena, if it's yachal, if it's possible, so then that could be the lashon of the Mishnah ha'ish mekadesh boy uveshluchai, that it could be lechatchila in certain cases. My Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli Shlita said that with this, we could suggest an answer to the kasha of the Noi Debi Yehuda in Madura Kamo Evan HaEzer Simen Ayin Zayin. Because the Noi Debi Yehuda asks a kasha, according to this Lashon of the Gemara, it's also la'adam sheyikadesh es ha'isha ad sheyirena. Yet it says in the Mishnah that if a person is mekadesh ayidei shliach in such a way, it still is a good kedushin. And that's what Tosfos says. The Mishnah means that even though it's not lechatchila, but b'diavad it's a good kedushin. Frekta noy de Yehuda, how could it be a good kedushin? We learned ein shliach ledvar avera. The Gemara says later on daf mem beis that ein shliach ledvar avera. So over here he's doing an avera. He's being mekadesh and isha before he saw her. And therefore, if he's doing it al yidei shliach, so the shliach is going to be a messenger ledvar avera. And ein shliach ledvar avera. And the Noi Debi Yehuda brings that there's a shaila in Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, if you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, if it's Mevatel the Shlichus, if it's just that you shouldn't do it, or if it's Mevatel it. And he says that the Pashtus is, according to both Terutzim and Tosfos in Bava Metzia, that if a person sends a shliach advar avera, the shlichus is batal. That's taka the pashtus of most rishonim. And if that's the case, how could it be here that ha'ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchay that b'di'evit it's a good kedushin? So Rav Asher said, according to the way the Maribe Rav understands Rashi and the way it's meduyik in the tour, could be it's not a kasha because the Gemara's expression asa la'adam shi'kadesh isha is lav bedavka. It doesn't mean that there's an isser that the Rabbanon instituted an isser shi'kadesh as a isha ad shi'irena. It means mitzvah shayirena, that's the preferred way, that's the better way to do it. But if it's hard for you, if it's ain't a yachal, you can't travel there, there is no iser to be mekadesh the woman in such a case. And if that's the case, it could be the klal of ein shleach dvar avera does not apply. Ein shleach dvar avera applies by an iser d'oraisa, and the achroinim prove even by isurim d'rabbanon, ein shleach dvar avera. But that's when it's a real iser, an iser muchlat. According to Shitas Rashi and the tour, it's just saying that that's the preferred way to do it, in order to avoid, to safeguard that it shouldn't come to chesaron of ahavta l'recha kamaicha. But once it's not instituted as an iser muchlat, then it could be the klal of ein shleach dvar avera does not apply. This is negeya to a lot of Torah, ala Torah, when it comes to the Avos, Yitzchak and Avram Avinu, that it seems that they were Makadish, their wives, without seeing them. In the Sefer Paneach Raza, which is written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ben Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, in Parshas Chayesara, and in the Moshav Zkeinim ala Torah, which is the Balei HaTosfos ala Torah and Parshas Chayesara, they ask that it seems from the story of Yitzchak and Rivka that the Kiddushin of Rivka was done before Yitzchak ever saw her. Avram sent Eliezer to go be Mekadesh Rivka, and when he decided on Rivka, he was Mekadesher. And he was Mekadesher before Yitzchak saw her. So, L'chaira, Yitzchak was over on this din of the Gemara, that Asa La'adam Shi'kadesh Isha Ad She'irena. And the Gemara says, at the end of the Masechta, the Mishnah here at the end of Kiddushin says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and the Pashtus, all the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even if it was Achaloi Nitna, even before Matan Torah. So how could it be that Yitzchak Avinu was over on this Issa L'Kadesh Isha Achi Yirena? So the Paneach Roza and the Moshav Zkeinim both say, V'yesh Loimar Shaloi Kitcha Achi Bos Etzloi. You have to say that Yitzchak was not Mekadesher until Rivka actually came back. Not like it looks like in the Torah that Eliezer was Mekadesh Rivka b'shlichus, on behalf of Yitzchak. Nein, Eliezer decided on Rivka, brought her back, and then Yitzchak did the Kiddushin. According to that, it's very simple that Yitzchak was not Mekadesher ad she'irena. And according to that, new Havana, that Yitzchak was the one who was Mekadesher. This answers the Kasha of the Yeshuas Yaakov in Evan Ezer Simin Lamed Dalet. The Yeshuas Yaakov asked a Kasha, how b'chlal could Eliezer be a Shliach to be Mekadesh Rivka? L'chaira, we hold, the Din in Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer Simin Lamed Hei Sivav, that an Eved is not kosher to be a Shliach L'Kiddushin. And Eliezer was an Eved. So how could he have been a Shliach L'Kiddushin? Of course, according to the Rimi Gash that we mentioned in the Iker Shir, that the Rimi Gash says that the din that an Eved can't be a Shliach is only a Shliach l'Kabbalah, but a Shliach l'Hilacha he could be, then this is not a Kasha, and there could be other Terutzim to the Kasha as well. But according to the Paneach Raza and the Moshav Zkeinim, Kushya Meikara Lesa, Eliezer was not a Shliach l'Kiddushin. He was a Shliach to find the right wife and bring Rivka back. But Yitzchak was the one that was Mekadesher after he saw her, and therefore there is no Kasha of Asa La'adam She'ikadesh Isha Ad She'irena, and there is no problem that Eliezer was a Shliach l'Kiddushin, even though he was an Eved. However, Tosis and Ksubas Dav Zayin Amid Beis says clearly that Eliezer was a Shliach L'Kiddushin, and if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes in Nazir Dav Yud Beis Amid Aleph, in the name of Rabbeinu Azriel, he states clearly there as well, it's Mavur from his Lashon and from the Toichen Advarim, that he learns that Eliezer was Taka Mekadesher B'Shlichus, and that's the way it seems from the She'iltois in Parshas Chayesara as well, because the She'iltois in She'ilta Yud Zayin has a whole Arichus about the Sugya of Shlichus B'Kiddushin, on the parish of Eliezer. And the mashmos is that the reason that he's talking about that is because Eliezer was a shliach l'kiddushin. That's the first time we find the kiddushin ayidei shliach, and therefore the she'iltos is very mayrich about those halachas. So if you learn, like the Tosis and Ksubas, Rabbeinu Azriel, and the she'iltos, that Eliezer was a shliach l'kiddushin, and you find a different teretz to the Yeshuas Yaakov's kasha, how Eliezer could have been a shliach l'kiddushin, even though he was an Eved. But the question of the Paneach Raza and the Moshav Zkeinim comes back, that L'chaira, Yitzchak was over on the din of our Gemara, Because in our Gemara it says, "Also la adam sheyikadosh isha ad sheyirena." So what's the pshat if Eliezer was a shliach l'kiddushin? How was Yitzchak over on this halacha? However, according to the Mahalach that the Maribe Rav learns Bidas Rashi, we can answer that the whole Isser, as Rashi and the Tur say, is if it is Yochel L'Katsha Ba'atzmoy. However, Yitzchak was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi teaches us in Parshas Toldos, Perach Avov, Pasuk Beis, from the Midrashim, that Yitzchak had a din of an Oila Tamima, and he was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, so therefore he was Eina Yochel L'Katsha. He was Eina Yochel L'Katsha Ba'atzmoy. He couldn't go to Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, if he wasn't allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, he was allowed to be Mekadosh Ayidei Shliach. There is no Isser Muchlot. There was a mitzvah sheyirena. If it's Yochel L'Katsha, the Tur, when the Tur says the Lashonim Yochel L'Katsha Ba'atzmoy, the Beis Yosef says over there that the reason that the Tur says this is because to teach us that if it's E'efsher, Kegoyin Shehu B'machim Rachoik Mimena, because he's very far from her, V'E'efsher Lo Leilich L'Makayma L'Roisa, and he can't go to see her, so he shouldn't be Moinea from being Mekadosher, then he is Mekadosher even without seeing her. Just Hecha De'efsher, if it is possible, then he should do it himself. If that's the case, if we learn like Rashi and the Tur, that it's not an Isser Muchlot, it's just that if it's Yochel L'Katsha Ba'atzmoy, he shouldn't do it Ayidei Shliach, that could be the answer to the Kasha of the Rishonim L'Gabe Yitzchak, that Ein Hanami Eliezer was a Shliach L'Kiddushin, and Yitzchak was Mekadosh her then Ayidei Shliach without seeing her. But since he was E'efsha L'Katsha Ba'atzmoy, he couldn't go there to Rivka, therefore the shlichus was good, and he was allowed to appoint Eliezer as a shliach to be Mekadosher even before he saw her. And this answer, Alpi Rashi, is really Mefurish and Rishonim in the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim in Simon Shin Pei Tes says, Adam Sheroitza Lekadosh Isha, Tzarech Lavor Sham L'Roisa. If a person wants to be Mekadosh and Isha first, and she's not in the same town as him, he has to go to that city to see her first. And he adds, Ve'ein lahavi raya meYitzchak Avinu shaloi ra'oisa. Don't bring a raya from Yitzchak Avinu who did not see her. In other words, he's bothered by the kasha of the Paneach Raza and the Moshe of Zkenim. How could Yitzchak have been Mekadosh Rivka without seeing her? And he doesn't learn like their answer that Yitzchak was Mekadosh her upon her arrival. Rather, Eliezer was Mekadosh her. So how could he do that? Says the Sefer Chasidim, Ki loy haya loy lotzeis mei Eretz Yisrael. Because Yitzchak was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Mefurish Lehegyan, the Sefer Chasidim, that if you can't go there, then you could be Mekadosh her even without seeing her. Mamish like the Mahalach that the Maribe Rav says in Rashi and the Tur, and like the answer that we're giving based on that, that Yitzchak was able to be Mekadosh her even before bringing her back. Sal Koponim, if you ask the Kasha of the Rishonim, how was Yitzchak able to be Mekadosh Rivka? Why was he over on this Gemara of Asala Adam Sheikadosh Isha Ad Sheirena? You'll say one of two terutzim. Either the teretz of the Paneach Raza and the Moishav Zkenim, that Hitaka was not a Shliach L'Kiddushin, Yitzchak was Mekadosh her upon her return, or if you learn like the Rishonim that say Eliezer was a Shliach L'Kiddushin, then you'll say that the whole Isser is, if he could be Mekadosh Ba'atzmoy, then he should travel there. But if he's not able to go there, like Yitzchak, who is not able to go to Chutz La'aretz, then he is able to be Mekadosh Ayidei Shliach. I'll be mitzayin to you that the Marsha in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, is a similar kasha l'gabe Avram Avinu. Because it says that when Avram Avinu saw how beautiful Sarah was when they came to Mitzrayim, he says that now I realize how beautiful you were. And the Gemara there in Bava Basra says that until then, Avram never saw Sarah. So frek the Marsha, how could he have never seen her? Asa la'adam sheyikadosh isha ad sheyirena. So the Marsha wants to suggest that, of course, he looked at her beforehand to be Mekadosh her, but he was nispoil that even after all these years, Be'ez Zeknusa, she still remained with her beauty. That's the way the Marsha learns. But Al Kalpanim, if you learn like the Pashtas of the Gemara that he never saw her, so then how could it be that Avram Avinu was Mekadosh her without seeing her? And the terutzim that we mentioned before, the terutz of the Paneach Raza, that Yitzchak was Mekadosher himself, that doesn't help over here, because Soif Kol Soif it says that Avram didn't see her. And we never find that Avram had to be Mekadosher Ayidei Shliach, and he wasn't able to go there like the terutz were suggesting and mentioning from the Sefer Chasidim. That terutz doesn't apply to Avram Avinu. So that kasha of the Marsha is very stark, unless you say like the Marsha that he did see her beforehand and just was nispal that she was Oymeid Biyafya. But for there we have another teretz based on the Noida Yehuda over there in Evena Ezes Simen Ayin Zayin, and the Hagois of Rabbi Yankov Emden in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, that they both say that if a person is Mekabel on himself, that he's not going to be bothered, he's not going to care what she looks like, and he's going to be Mekayim V'haftal Recha Kamoicha, then if he's a person who's a Bar Hachi, then there's no Issa to be Mekadesher. The whole Issa to be Mekadesher is because maybe it'll be Mizgane Olav, and the Torah says V'haftal Recha Kamoicha. But if a person is Mekabel on himself, that he's not going to be over v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, and he's going to accept her and like her no matter what, then he can be mekadesh in isha without seeing her. And if that's the case, it could be that if Avram did not look at Sarah, meroiv tzniusah, and meroiv tzniusah, he didn't want to be mistakel b'faneha beforehand, but he was obviously mekabel on himself, that he won't be over on v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, and accept her either way, and therefore it could be that that's why it would be mutter, based on that Noida Behuda and Rav Yaakov Emden, could be that's why it was mutter from Avram Avinu to be Mekadesher without seeing her. And Hashto the Asas Lahachi, we could say that for Yitzchak as well, a new teretz to the Rishonim's Kasha, that if Yitzchak was Mekadesher Ayidei Eliezer, who was a Shliach, how could he do that and be over the Isser of Asa Lekadesh Isha Achi Irena? But it could be he was doing like his Maisa Ovis, like Avram Avinu, that he was Mekadesher without seeing her, and he was Mekabel on himself, that if Eliezer found the right Balas Midois, the right Isha for him, so even if he didn't see her beforehand, but it'll be Mekabel on himself, not to be over v'haftal re'echa kamoicha no matter what, and therefore he was not being over the Isser of our Gemara to be Mekadesh Ha'isha before he saw her. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks, why can't the Torah just write the Parsha of Shlichos by Truma, and we'll learn out Gerushin and Kiddushin from Truma? And the Gemara answers, the Ikal Mifrach Shekein Yeshna b'machshava, because Truma could be Chal b'machshava, which Rashi explains, Noisein Einov b'tzadzeh v'oichel b'tzadzeh. A person could put his eyes on one side of the tefuah and have a machshava that there should be a hafrashas truma, and oichel b'tzadzeh, and then he could already eat on the other side of the tefuah, because truma is chal b'machshava as opposed to gerushin v'kiddushin. Rashi is referring to a brisa that's mentioned in Gittin daf lamed aleph amid aleph, and in Bechiris daf nun tes amid aleph, and in a number of other places in Shas, that Rabbi Lazar ben Gamlo says that truma is niteles ba'oimed uve machshava. Truma could be taken ba'oimed with an estimate. He doesn't have to be in exactly 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. He could estimate. And also b'machshava could be chal b'machshava. And he darshens it from the pasuk of v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. The Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla, but Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla, who says that it's chal ba'oimed uve machshava, Rashi all over explains that that means noisin einov b'tzadzeh v'oichel b'tzadzeh, and that will be pshat here in our Gemara according to Rashi. However, Tosis over there in Gittin Lamed Aleph and in Bechiris Nun Tes ask on our Gemara that l'chayra, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla, the question remains. True, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla, we have a pircha of mala truma shekein yeshna b'machshava, but the Rabbanon argue and hold that truma cannot be chal b'machshava. You can't be noisein einov b'tzadzeh v'oichel b'tzadzeh. So according to them, why does it have to say the parsha of shlichus by gerushin and be learnt out to kiddushin? L'chaira, let it just say it by truma and we'll be able to learn gerushin and kiddushin from truma. So Tosis over there in Gittin and Bechiris are mechadish that the Rabbanon Taka don't argue on Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla legabi the din that it's chal b'machshava. Only legabi the din that truma is chal b'oimid, which is through an estimation, that's what the Rabbanon argue on. But they are moide that the drasha of v'nechshav teaches us that truma is chal b'machshava, and therefore our Gemara is going l'kuli alma, not only according to Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla. And the Tosis Arash over here in our sugya goes with this mahalach as well. However, the Rashba and the Shita Loi Noida Lami Bayas bring a Yesh Mefarshim that answer this Kasha differently. And they understand that the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Lezer ben Gamla even Lagabi V'nechshav, even Lagabi the Din that it's Chal B'machshava. However, they explain that the Pshat in our Gemara that says that it's Yeshna B'machshava is going L'kuli Alma, because the Pshat is She'im Notal. If he took, he was Mafish Truma, V'loi Kara L'Shem, but he didn't verbally announce a Kriyas Shem, that this should be L'Shem Truma, Truma Say Truma, it's still a good Truma. In other words, as they explain, this Yesh Mefarshim holds that Only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla, one could be noisei nein of bitzadzeh and doesn't even need a maisa afrasha. The Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla and hold that you do need a maisa afrasha. But still, it could be accurate to say, according to the Rabbanon, it's chal b'machshava, because the main point is that you do not need a dibur of kriya shem. You just need the maisa afrasha. But Misvara, you should need a dibur to do a kriya shem to say that this is l'shem truma, and there's a special kula from v'nechshav that it does not need a kriya shem, and that's what our gemara means that it's chal b'machshava. So there's different levels according to Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla. It's chal b'machshava mamish. According to the Rabbanan, you need a maisa afrasha. But even if you need a maisa afrasha, we could still say that there's a maila of truma shegein yeshna b'machshava because it does not need a kriya shem. Those are the two drachim in our sugya. Either like Tosfos says elsewhere, that the Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla that you could be noisein einov b'tzadzeh v'oichel b'tzadzeh, or the Rashba and the Shita l'noid l'mi b'shem yesh mefarshim, that the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla, but the Chumra that we're asking, that the Gemara is saying a percha, that it's yeshna b'machshava by truma, means that it does not need a kriyas shem. Tosfos in Chulin Da'av Vava Midbeis brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the whole din of Noisein Einav B'tzadzeh V'Oichel B'tzadzeh is only when you're being mafresh truma from Demai, from Tvua that belonged to an Amo Aretz, that you have to be mafresh truma misafik. But by Tevel Gamur, where the Hafrashas truma is Midin Vadai, then it doesn't help to be Noisein Einav B'tzadzeh. And the Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Trumas, Perek Dalet Halacha Tez Zayin, is matmiya on Tosfos from our Gemara. How could Tosfos say that Rabbeinu Tam holds that noisein ein of bitzadzeh does not work b'tevel gamur? It only works by demai. If that's the case, what's pshat in our Gemara? The ikal amifrach shekein yeshna b'machshava. Soif kol soif, we should learn out tegerushin and kedushin from the hafrashas truma of tevel gamur. Because over there you don't have the pircha of Shekein Yeshna B'machshava. The whole pircha of Shekein Yeshna B'machshava is that you could be noisein ein of b'tzadzeh v'oichel b'tzadzeh. That's only true by demai. But when you're being mafish truma from tevel gamur, you don't have that possibility to be noisein ein of b'tzadzeh. So let the Torah learn out gerushin and shlichus by gerushin and kedushin from the case of hafrashas truma from tevel gamur. That's the kasha of the Shara Melech on Tosfos and Chulin in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Shara Melech, you could answer that Rabbeinu Tam holds, like the Yesh Mefarshim in this Rashba and the Shita Lenoid Alami, that the Gemara's Pircha wasn't because of the din of Noisein Ein of Bitzadzeh for Oichel Bitzadzeh. Rather, the main point of the Gemara is that Hafrashas Truma works b'machshava, without a Kriyas Shem, b'peh. And if that's the pircha of the Gemara, then that pircha applies even by Tevel Gamur. Because Saif Kol Saif, even by Tevel Gamur, you do not need a Kriya Shem. All Rabbeinu Tam says is that by Tevel Gamur, you need a Hafrasha. You can't be Noisei Nein of Bitzadzeh, Va'oichel Bitzadzeh. But if it's true that you do not need a Kriya Shem, and that is the Iker pircha of our Gemara, then the pircha of the Gemara makes sense even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and it applies even by Tevel Gamur. Because Saif Kol Saif, Truma is yeshna b'machshava and does not need a kriya shem. So when we organize the shitas, the different pshatim in our Gemara, the Tosfos in Gittin and Bechayres, against the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashba and the Shita Loinoy de Lami, according to the Shar HaMelech, we could add that Tosfos in Chulin in the name of Rabbeinu Tam is muchrach to explain like the second pshat, like the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashba and the Shita Loinoy de Lami, because the pircha of Noisein Ein of Bitzadzeh, V'oichel Bitzadzeh, would not cover all bases. That would not be true by Hafrashas Truma Mitevel Gomur. And therefore the Gemara's pircha wouldn't be sufficient. Al Karchach, Rabbeinu Tam learns like the second shot that the main pirch of the Gemara is that you do not need a kriyas shem. In the Sefer Chidushei Rab Shloima, which is of Rab Shloima Hyman, at the end of the Sefer on page Kuf Pei Gimel, it's brought down a tshuva that Rab Chaim Oizer Zatzal responded to Rab Shloima Hyman, and the Iker tshuva, the Iker toichen of the tshuva, is brought down in the Achiezer and Chela Gimel, Simen Samaches as well. And over there, Reb Shloima Hyman asked Reb Chaim Oizer, what's pshat in the pircha of our Gemara that Truma is Yeshna b'machshava? We're trying to say that in that way it's different than Gittin v'Kiddushin. L'chayra Kiddushin also does not need a dibur. Kiddushin does not need a bitui svasayim, an expression of a dibur, as is mevur in the Gemara earlier on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says if he was medaber ima al iske kiddushin, and it's clear that he's giving her kesef now l'shem kiddushin, he could just give it to her without saying anything. Vidayoy. That's Rabbi Yossi's sheet on Daf Vav, and that's how we paskin. So if that's the case, how could we say that there's a maila of truma over kiddushin, that truma is chal b'machshava, whereas kiddushin needs a dibur? A kiddushin doesn't need a dibur either. He could give it to her b'shtika, and as long as it's clear what he means, that's chal. So what's pshat in the pircha of our Gemara? And Reb Chaim Oizer answered Reb Shlaima Hyman that it's not true that kiddushin does not need a dibur. Kiddushin does need a dibur. You have to say areyat mekudesh asli. The case on the Vav Amud Aleph of medaber ima aliske kiddushin, the reason that works is because the whole point of a dibur is to be megaladas, to show clearly that you want kiddushin. In that case, it's muchach mitaychoy that the guy is doing it l'shem kiddushin, because that was the topic of discussion before he gave her the money, and then he gave her the money in front of Edim, so it's clear that he's being noisin l'shem kiddushin. That's enough of a gilui das. And therefore, by kiddushin, it's not considered yeshna b'machshava, because you need a dibur or a clear gilui das, which is in place of a dibur. Masha'enkin by truma, when you're mafresh and you do not do a kriya shem, says Reb Chaim Oizer, ein b'hafrashasai shum hoichacha shehu l'shem truma. In his ma'isa hafrasha, there's nothing clear that it's l'shem truma until he says that this should be l'shem truma. And by truma, you do not need that. That's why the Gemara says that it's yeshna b'machshava. And it looks like this Shakla Vitarya of Reb Shlaima Hyman and Reb Chaim Oizer is Mefurish here in our Ritva. The Ritva by us asks on our Gemara from the din of Medaber Imo Aliske Kiddushin, and it's Mashma that he's asking that Kiddushin also could be Chal B'machshava, but he answers, Hosam Kivan de Medaber Aliske Kiddushin, Keman de Parish Dami V'loi Chashiva Machshava. It's as if he's being Mefarish, and it's not considered machshava. And bepashtus, the pshat in the ritva is like the answer of Reb Chaim Oizer, that since it's clear that he's giving it over l'shem kiddushin, it's as if he was mefarish, and that's not called yeshna b'machshava. But it's important to be madgish that the whole shakla v'tarya of Reb Shlaima Hyman and Reb Chaim Oizer, and these words in the ritva, is l'chara all assuming like the second pshat in our Gemara, the pshat of the yesh mefarshim in the Rashba and the Shita loynoi delami, and the pshat that the Shar HaMelech said, bedas toisis in chulun davav, that the ikar pircha of the Gemara, the svara that's mentioned in the Gemara, is that truma is yeshna b'machshava and does not need a dibur, does not need a kriya shem, as opposed to kiddushin. And on that, the achrayim and the rishayim are discussing, what do you mean kiddushin also does not need a dibur? It's enough if he was medaber al iske kiddushin and then he gives it to her b'shtika. On that, you have to say that no, that is considered as if there's a dibur because there's a gilui das. But according to the pshat that Tosis and Gittin and Bechairis learn in our Gemara, and that is the pashtos of Rashi by us, that the pircha of the Gemara is because it's chal b'machshava and you don't even need a maisa hafrasha, because by truma it's noisein ein of b'tzadzeh v'oicha b'tzadzeh. So then it doesn't make a difference that by Kiddushin you don't need a dibur and he could give it to b'shtika. Saif kol saif, by Kiddushin, for sure there is a need for a Maisa Kiddushin. You have to do the Nesinas Kesef or the Nesinas Shtar. And by Gerushin as well, you have to do the Nesinas Haget. And therefore the Pirch of the Gemara makes a lot of sense, and there's no question from the Gemara Davav. The Pirch of the Gemara is Shekein Yeshna b'machshava, that Truma is Chal b'machshava without a Maisa b'chlal. And that's as opposed to Gittin v'Kiddushin. By Gerushin v'Kiddushin, of course, you need a Maisa Gerushin and a Maisa Kiddushin. The Achrayim were assuming for some reason, like the other pshat, that the Gemara is asking Shekein Yeshna b'machshava and it does not require a Dibur. And therefore, they asked from the case that a Kiddushin does not need a Dibur. They didn't ask from Gerushin. Gerushin always needs to say Hareza Giteich. But by Kiddushin, there's a case that's mentioned in the Gemara that it could be given b'shtika, so that L'chayra is also Yeshna b'machshava. And on that, Reb Chaim Oizer had to answer, like the Ritva says, that that's not called Yeshna b'machshava, because since at the end of the day you do need a Gilui Das that it's being given over L'shem Kiddushin, therefore it's as if there is a dibur and it's not called yeshna b'machshava, as opposed to by truma, where there's no clear indication that he's doing this hafrasha l'shem truma b'chlal, and still it's yeshna b'machshava. That's why the Gemara asks a pircha that truma is yeshna b'machshava, as opposed to gerushin v'kiddushin. The Gemara then says that we can't learn out shlichus by gerushin from truma and kachim, because ma lahanoch shekein yeshnon b'machshava. Both truma and kachim are yeshnon b'machshava. Truma, as we just explained, because of the drasha of a nechshav, it's chal b'machshava, and kachem as well, Rashi says, because if a person is gomar b'libo loymar shor ze oila, harehu oila. Even if he does not say that it should be an oila, he didn't do a maisa afrasha, he didn't have a dibur of hafrasha of this carbon as an oila, but he just thinks to say shor ze oila, it already is an oila, as the Gemara says in Shavuos daf chavav. Now we learn it out from a pasuk of Nediv Leiv Oilois, and therefore Kachim has the Maila of Truma that it's Yeshnon b'machshava, and therefore we can't learn out Shlichus by Gerushin from Truma and Kachim. Rav Itzel Lepanovicher, in his Sefer Zecher Yitzchok Simen Nun Aleph, is Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perek Yud Dalid Halacha Yud Beis, that when a person makes a Nidrei Hegdish b'machshava, he just thinks about it, and he doesn't actually say the words of Hareza Oila, there is no Kedusha Chal on the Heftza of this animal. There is no Kedusha's carbon Chal. What's Chal is that the person is Mechuyev to bring the carbon. It's Chal Achiev on the Gavra to bring, but there is no Kedusha on this specific animal. Because the Lashon of the Rambam over there in Maisa Karbanos is Einoi Tzarech Lohoitzi Besvasov Klum Elo Im Gamar Beliboi Velohoitzi Besvasov Klum Chayev. His Lashon is Chayev. He doesn't say it becomes Kaddish. He says he is Chayev. And he speaks it out a little more. He says, Ketzad Gamar Beliboi Shezu Oila Oisha Yavi Oila Hareze Chayev Lohavi. This person is Chayev Lohavi. It doesn't say that it becomes a carbon oila. The person is Chayev Lohavi. Shenemar kol nediv leiv yivieha. B'nedivus leiv yischayev Lohavi. Just with nedivus leiv alone, he is Chayev Lohavi. That's where Rabbi Itzel Lepanovicher is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, and we find this beferish in Rishayim, the Meiri in Shavuos daf chavav amid beis, says this lahedya, that with the din of Kachem being chal b'machshava, the kedusha is not actually chal on the carbon; it's just chal on the gavra achi of lahavi. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his sefer Gilyoyne Hashas over here is medayik from the lashon Rashi, not like that, because Rashi says that if a person is gomar b'libo iloy marshar ze oila harehu oila, it is an oila. Rashi doesn't say just that the person is mechuyev to bring the carbon, but harehu oila, it sounds like that there is kedushas oila mamish, not like what is meduyik from the Shita Sarambam and like his mefurish in the Meiri and Shavuos. And it would be a very glatta machshava l'chayra to say that it depends on the psukim that are the source for this halacha. Because Rashi brings a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that's brought in that Gemara in Shavuos, kol nediv leiv oilois. And it's mashma from that pasuk that with nedivus leiv, oilois, it's chal, that this carbon is an oila. But the Rambam over there brings a different pasuk. The pasuk in Chumash that says by the nedavus of the Mishkan, kol nediv leiv yivieha. Doesn't say nediv leiv oilois. Kol nediv leiv yivieha. From that says the Rambam, bin nedivus leiv yischayev lahavi. So it looks like the Rambam, because he learns it out from that pasuk, maybe that's how he was gairus in the Gemara and Shavuos, but al kopanim, the Rambam, whatever his makar is, he says clearly that it comes from the pasuk of kol nediv leiv yivieha. So what's chal with the nedivus leiv is a chiyev lahavi and not a chalois Hegdish, Mamish. But I'll call upon him from this Rashi over here, it's Meduyuk, that with the Machshava, it is actually Chal, similar to Truma, just like by Truma with the Machshava, it is Mamish Chal, the Din Truma is Chal. So Rashi learns when the Gemara says that by Kachem also it's Yeshna b'Machshava, and the Gemara puts it together with Truma, it means that it's actually Chal. My Rebbe Rav Asha Arieli was Ma'ira to me once, that according to the Rambam and the Meiri, that when we say that it's Yeshna b'machshava, it just means that there's a chi of lahavi, but there is no actually chalois kedusha on the animal. It would make a lot of sense, the lashon that we find throughout Shas, amirasei legavoya kimisirasei lahedyo itami, that when a person makes an amira legavoya, he makes a verbal proclamation that this thing should be a carbon, then it's chal already the kedusha on it, and it's kimisirasei lahedyo, as if you did a maisa kinyan lahedyo it. And lechayra, one could be bothered with the lashon, why does it say amirasei legavoya? This Gemara in Kedushin says shekein yeshna b'machshava. It should say machshavtei legavoya. Why does it say amirasei legavoya kimisirasei lahedyoit? So Rav Asher said, according to the Rambam and the Meiri, it's very miyushuv, because only with an amira legavoya is it mamish kemesira lehedyot that there's actually a chalois kedusha on the animal. But with a machshava, all that's chal is a chiyuv on the gavra to bring, but it's not mamish kemesirasi lehedyot. There's not a chalois kedusha chal on the carbon, and therefore Chazal are medactic to say amirasi legavoya kemesirasi lehedyot. According to Rashi, that would be a little avdavka. Amirasi legavoya is kemesirasi lehedyot, but machshava is also kimisirasi lehedyot. But according to the Rambam and the Meiri, that it's only chal achiyav on the gavra with the machshava. But in order to make a chalois kedusha on the animal, you need an amira. That could be why the Gemara is medactic in other places to say the lashon of amirasi legavaya kimisirasi lehedyot. There is another diuk here in the lashon Rashi that is negeya to Torah of the Achraidim, and that is because the Turei Evan in Chagiga, at the end of his pirush on Chagiga, he has a part called Avnei Shoyam, and on the Avnei Shoyam, on the Gemara in Chagiga Dav Yudam Aleph, Dibur Hamaschel Dilma Laafuke, the Turei Evan says a chiddush that even though it says in our Gemara that by Truma and Kachem it could be Chal b'machshava, that is only if the person is Gomar Beliboy that it should be Chal. But if he is Gomar Beliboy that he wants to say something, if he's Gomar Beliboy to say Hareze Oila or Hareze Truma, then it's not Chal b'machshava. It's not Chal until he actually verbalizes what he was planning on saying. However, the Afike Yam in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Dalid talks about this chiddush of the Turei Evan, and he brings from the Minsker Gadol, who was Rabbi Yeruchim Yehuda Leib Perlman, that the Minsker Gadol asked on the Turei Evan from our Rashi, because Rashi's lashon when it says that it's chal b'machshava is gomar beliboy loymar shor ze oila. Not just that the person was gomar beliboy that this should be an oila. He was gomar beliboy to say shor ze oila. And Rashi says harehu oila, that it's already chal right now a kedushas oila b'machshava. So it's mashman not like the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan said a chiddush that the only time it works when it's gomar beliboy is if it's gomar beliboy that it should be chal a kedushas oila. But not if he's gomar beliboy loymar to say something. If he's gomar beliboy loymar, then we have to wait till the dibur. But from Rashi, it seems clear that even if it's gomar beliboy loymar shor ze oila, still it is chal b'machshava. And the Afikayam brings that the Minsker Gadol asked on Rashi from a Mishnah in Trumas, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, which is really that if you look inside in the Turei Evan brings this Mishnah as a makar to his Yesoid, because the Mishnah says there, if a person is miskavin loymar truma, va'omar meiser, he wanted to say truma, and he ended up slipping and saying meiser, loy omar klum, it's nothing, achiyuhu piv liboy shavin, it doesn't work because piv liboy is not shavin. So frekta minsker gadol, we understand why it's not meiser, because he said meiser, but he didn't mean to say meiser. It's not piv liboy shavin, his peh said meiser, but his leiv wasn't thinking meiser. But why doesn't it work? Why isn't truma chal? He was miskavin loymar truma, and he said something else. But let the truma be chal b'machshava. The answer must be, like the Turei Evan says, that the only time truma is chal b'machshava is if you're miskavin that it should be truma. But if you're miskavin loymar truma, then it can't be chal b'machshava. And that's why neither truma nor meiser is chal over there. That Mishnah is a clear makar l'chayra to the Torah of the Turei Evan, that when you're miskavin loymar truma, even though truma is chal b'machshava, but if you're miskavin loymar truma, then it can't be chal b'machshava. So what does our Rashi do with that? How could Rashi say if a person is miskavin loymar, shor ze oila, it's chal already in oila because of the din that it's chal b'machshava? Why is that different than miskavin loymar truma that we say loyamar klum? So the emes is, one answer to this question could be that Rashi holds, like Tosfos in Erech in Daf Hei Amud Aleph, at least in one Teretz, in Tosfos in Erech in Hei Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Adam, Tosfos brings down that Mishnah and says that when it says in the Mishnah, Miskavin Loi Mar Truma V'Omar Meiser, Loi Omar Klum, it means Loi Omar Klum in the Meiser. It's his Dibur of Meiser doesn't work, but it is Chal Truma. Not that the Pashup shot, Lo Yama Klum, he hasn't done anything. And it's not Chal, not Truma, and not Meiser. No, Tosis and Erechin says in one shot, Lo Yomar Klum. He didn't say anything when he said Meiser because it was a pair without a leiv. But the Truma is Chal. And the Shach in Yerideya, Simin Reish Nun Ches, Sif Katan Hey, assumes like this Teretz in Tosis and Erechin, La Halacha, Ayin Sham. Not like the Taz over there in Sivkatan Beis. But Al Kopanim, if you say like this Teretz of Tosis in Erchin, then Rashi is Meyushev. The Mishnah Taka means there, Hamiskavin Loyma Truma V'Amar Meiser. So Loyama Klum, but the Truma is Chal. Just like over here, Rashi says, Hamiskavin Loyma Shorza Oila, the Kedushas Oila is Chal. However, the Minsker Gadol assumed not like that Taisus in Erchin, and he said that it could be you could answer Rashi differently. That Rashi holds that only when a person is miscaving to say one thing and then he said something that contradicts it, then we say loyar maklum. Like in the Mishnah in Trumas, he was miscaving to say Truma, but he said something else. He said Meiser. Then we say loyar maklum. The peh doesn't have a lev, the lev doesn't have a peh, and therefore it's not Truma and not Meiser. However, in Rashi's case, he was miscaving loymar shar ze oila, and then he didn't say anything that contradicts that. He just didn't say anything. On that, Rashi would hold harehu oila, that it could be chal taka, not like the Turei Evans Yesoid. It could be chal b'machshava, even when your machshava is loymar, to say something. And that Mishnah and Trumas is not a clear raya to the Turei Evan, because that Mishnah and Trumas is when you're miskaving loymar one thing, and then you said lemaisa another thing which contradicts the thing that was in your machshava. There we say loyar maklum, and it doesn't work b'chlal. Masha'enke, when you want to say hareza oila, and you don't say anything that contradicts that, over there Rashi will hold that it could be chal b'machshava, and you don't have to wait until the person says a dibur of hareza oila. If you'd like to be ma'ayin into this inyan a little more, you could see the Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph at the end of Siman Tes Zayin. The Dvar Avram was the son-in-law of the Minsker Gadol, and there he has an arichus noisei v'noisein in the words of the Turei Evan in Chagiga, and our Rashi, ayin sham.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.